All right, Dave Blair back with you here on 720 WGN. So next Thursday and Friday, a very familiar voice will be on the airwaves filling in for Bob Surratt. And I was just a little kid when I started listening to her on the radio on the loop back in the day.
You're a lying sack. You were not.
It's Wendy Snyder, everybody. What's going on, Wendy?
Hi, Dave. You and I are about the same age. I think I'm a little older, aren't I?
Yeah, about 15 years apart. But, I mean, for the most part...
Get out of here. No, you look terrible, then, if it's true.
No, it's a mere couple of years, I think. Yeah, just a couple of years. How you been?
I've been great. Listen, thank you for having me on. I am thrilled beyond belief. I can't wait to get back on the airwaves at WGN.
Yeah, and play a little bit. You know this place. And by the way, you left some bourbon and a pack of smokes in your desk, and I enjoyed them both. I just wanted to tell you.
Well, I'm glad. Bourbon, I still drink. I quit smoking.
Did you?
This is huge.
Good for you. No, I always...
This July will be a year that I quit smoking.
Wow.
So don't make me start again.
Good
don't
for
stress
you.
Me out.
Okay, won't do that. Yeah, bourbon. So I see that. You post that quite a bit, like, you know, making yourself an old-fashioned, whatever. Like, how did you get into the whole bourbon thing, or has it been a long-time thing for you?
You know what? I'm really a beer drinker. That's what I drink. Mm-hmm. And I tap my toe into the wine every once in a while. But I like a good Manhattan. And to be honest with you, Dave, I don't know much of the difference between a Manhattan and an old fashioned. I do like rye whiskey, and I think that's what's a Manhattan.
Yeah, and it's a little, you know, there's bitters in there and so forth, but you got usually vermouth in the Manhattan, and then you've got more of a simple syrup and a little sweeter in the old-fashioned, depending where you are. If you're up in Wisconsin, you're getting a whole different thing up there. There's 7 up in there, and there's squash and cherries and all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, you can get a good old-fashioned here. Like, when they ask you, like, okay, what kind of bourbon do you want? Did you just say anything rye, or what do you?
I don't even know.
Just bring
it in. You know me for so long. I am not a snob. I drink Miller Lite, which I call my blue collar beer. Mm-hmm. I mean, so just give me some kind of rye whiskey, preferably a local one. Give them some business.
Yeah.
But you got to have the Luxardo cherries.
Oh,
that
I will
be a snob about.
Yeah, no question. Absolutely. And beer, same with me. I'm not a big craft beer guy. Like, I'll do Old Style or Coors Banquet.
What is that?
Those are those little tiny bottles that, you know, those little kind of short little Coors bottles. They're actually little glass bottles, and they've been around forever, especially up in Wisconsin. And so my son and his friends, because he's 21, they like them too because they're short. They stay colder, and you're not having a big beer there that all of a sudden is getting warm in a half hour, 45 minutes. They're just little, like a few different, you know, a few shots, a few drinks in there, and then you move on to the next one, I guess.
Yeah, when I was growing up, we had the Miller Lite ones. We used to call them bullets.
Yeah.
Little Miller Lite bullets.
That's what they look like.
Same thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, same thing. Yep, same thing. So listen to this. Filling in for Mr. Surratt, and he likes to be called that around here, Mr. Surratt next Thursday and Friday. That's very cool.
All right, these are some huge headphones to fill. Because, listen, Bob Surratt is an idol of mine, and I know you started this by saying you were little when you listened to me, but you're a liar. I really was young when I listened to Bob Surratt and John Landecker.
Yeah, no question.
Mean, this is, like, so exciting for me to be on the same station with these legends, and a Dave Flyer.
Okay. I had somebody on. Martha Teichner from CBS Sunday Morning, and she said, WGN, she goes, I used to listen to Chicago radio over the lake when I was a kid, but I listen to, I don't even know what they're doing now. Is Bob Surratt and John Records Landecker still around? And I'm like, yeah, they're working here, which is so cool.
Oh,
they're legends. They're legends in this town. Yeah, right. Your son's out there playing. I saw you post something from the Des Plaines Theater, man. He's rocking it out.
Oh, that was super exciting. Michael McInerney, he's a guitar player, singer, harmonica. His band was supposed to play and open up for Al Jardine of the Beach Boys.
Wow.
And his drummer, Michael's drummer, got COVID. The Vaughn Building is the name of the band.
Okay.
So Michael took a test. He was negative, and he told Brown Onesti, hey, listen, can I do a solo show for Al Jardine, and it was awesome, and I got to meet Carney and Wendy,
wow.
and it was a really great show. And can I just tell you that Des Plaines Theater, I've been to the Arcata a million times, this Des Plaines Theater is gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Ron, well, first of all, Ron, nicest guy on the planet, and smart guy, and it's beautiful. I mean, have you been upstairs to like a speakeasy and all that up there?
No, I did not go.
Okay.
Michael's brother, Dylan, my other son,
yep.
went with me,
gotcha.
And, you know, I didn't want to tie one on with him because he's
loaded.
Only 19.
gotcha.
No, I was just going to say, although he could have driven home, but
Let's
okay,
see.
Go on.
Isn't that the joy of having children? But the Des Plaines Theater, there's a balcony that he put in. There was never a balcony in that theater. And so this is the first time, I don't know if you saw it and looked up above, he's got you know, a balcony up there now, which is so cool. And it's beautiful.
It is. It is beautiful. I will definitely be back there. Oshows.com. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
He does.
I love Ron.
We're doing we haven't publicly announced this yet, but in August, we're doing a museum event there, and it's called Rock Radio Revisited, the 60s and 70s. So it's going to be Landecker, it's going to be Tommy Edwards, it's going to be Steve King, and then we've got like Cousin Brucey and Gary Burbank and all these classic rock voices from that era that are going to just come and talk about rock and roll in the 60s and 70s in Chicago.
All right, that is so my era, and my son Michael likes that kind of music too, so let me know, I want to go to that.
And I've got some ideas about that. Okay, we're talking to Wendy Snyder, we got to take a quick break, we'll be right back after this on 720 WGN. State Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Wendy Snyder back in next week, WGN Radio, filling in for Bob Surratt on Thursday and Friday. So I talked to you a little bit off air about an article I saw this week, because, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their inductees, nominees earlier in the year. And there was an article out about a week or two ago about the snubs that are out there. And I just interviewed a little while ago Chubby Checker, and he's coming actually to the Arcata on
yeah.
Sunday. And, you know, they did, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, they created a new category for the Rock Hall, and it's Rock Hall the Singles. And The Twist was the first single to go into the Rock Hall, but Chubby Checker is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't get that.
Okay, I don't know what is going on. I'm kind of upset I've never been there, Dave. My husband, Jimmy Mack, was in Cleveland for a Star Wars event, so he stopped by
he went
to
over.
See it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to go. I have to go. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand how they do things, because you say Chubby Checker has been snubbed. How is Peter Frampton not in there?
I don't understand. Well, I would say the same thing about Pat Benatar, and I know she's a champion for getting Neil Giraldo, her husband, like packaged with her with everything. And I think that's where the setback was. She's going in this year, but, you know, finally, like, Pat Benatar is just one of the legends. And I think the other one that was finally getting in this year is Judas Priest. But yeah, there's a bunch that just surprised me. So Warren Zevon is not in.
I can't believe that either,
yeah.
Especially after he passed away. That would have been a perfect time to posthumously put him in.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you have on your list?
All right, Motley Crue. I don't know if you watched the Pam and Tommy show that was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that was great, first of all. I'm not a huge Motley Crue fan, but honestly, Dave, they totally belong to be in there.
Yeah, yeah.
The Scorpions, I'm not going all hard rock here, but the Scorpions, they deserve to be in there.
Iron Maiden's not in.
Okay, that is
Judas Priest just got in this year, and now, yeah, Iron Maiden not in there yet, yeah.
Okay, Bad Company.
Mm.
Paul Rogers, one of the best voices in rock and roll,
yep.
Not in there.
Not in.
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. There's a great... By the way, there's a great bar downtown called Tin Lizzy. If you ever want to go in there, they play good rock and all that other good stuff. What was
all
the
right.
other one? Who did you say? The last one?
The Guess Who.
Oh, yeah. These seems like they should have been in like 10 years ago.
Okay, but wait, the biggest one. I have a huge one. And I could be wrong, but I tried to do some homework before I got on the air with you tonight.
Look at you.
Boston is not in there.
No.
Now, how in the world can that be? That's one of those albums, like the Boston debut album. you know, they always say if you're stranded on an island and you could only bring a handful of records, that is definitely one of them. That is one of the greatest rock and roll albums of all time.
They are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as I just got a text in on that. How about the Monkees? All right, so this one, I talked to Mickey Dolenz earlier this year when he was in town, and
I heard that interview. It was awesome.
They're still not in. So, you know, and I know what people say. Okay, they were a band that was put together by a television producer. I get all that. And that first album that they put out, Davey sang on it, Mickey sang on it, but the background singers, I think the Cowsills sang on it. Like, there was a bunch of other people in there. But from the second album on, for the next 55, 57 years, has all been them, written, sung on the played the instruments, everything. So are we just judging on how the band was formed in the first year, and why not now?
See, that's the question, is I don't know how they judge entirely, because, you know, I know there are a lot of people that get irritated when some hip-hop artist goes in. I don't care about that, but is there a hip-hop Hall of Fame? Because I think there is.
Okay, maybe, possibly, yeah.
And like, you know, like Dolly Parton said, I don't want it. Don't put me in. And they put her in anyway. I mean, she's country.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are kind of vague here, and the Monkees should totally be in there. That's right. All I have to tell you.
Yeah, no question. By the way, speaking of all this, your buddy Elvis Costello coming back to Chicago August 5th at the Canal Shores Golf Course. Like, they're doing concerts out there in Evanston.
Okay, wait, is he golfing while singing? what is going on there?
I don't think
so. Oh, my God.
It's a whole afternoon thing. It's Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Nick Lowe, the Lost Straitjackets, and Nicole Atkins. So it's just one big concert on August 5th on the golf course. So they must be doing concerts out there. It's actually quite smart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you have to wear plaid pants and cool hat?
You might have to. Wendy and I had Elvis Costello in studio, and you and I did the interview together. And I still to this day, when I think about people I've had like actually in studio, that is one of the top three, no question. It was so cool.
I still can't believe you invited me to come up and talk to him. I mean, you know that I've always loved him, but I would have hogged them all to myself, Dave. I never would have asked you.
But here's the thing.
It was
like,
so sweet.
When I don't even know when it was, when you were on radio, maybe it was when you were on The Loop or somewhere, like, you talked about it, and one of your pets is named after, you know, was it what
Declan.
Elvis?
Declan. Yeah, my cat.
Yeah, exactly. So I knew you loved him, and I just thought, well, she probably really has a lot more depth and information and good questions to ask. And again, when I say, you know, and I joked about growing up with, but I mean, I listened to The Loop in the 80s and 90s, and you were the guide on air, you know, you were the rock chick doing that. And so I thought, yeah, let's invite Wendy. That was a lot of fun. But now I'm so glad you're doing Bob's show next Thursday and Friday, 6 to 10. Tune in. Wendy Snyder back on WGN. I know you got some other stuff lined up. I've got a day off sometime in July. You got to come and do that, too. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun having you back.
I will do it. Hey, I'm also in for Hochberg on Saturday the 25th doing Home Sweet Home Chicago, but I'll be much nicer than David is.
Okay. They want you to also do, I saw the fill-in. They probably didn't ask you yet, but they want you to do the Lutheran Hour. It's a couple Sundays from now.
I will do it. You know why? Because it's only 30 minutes.
It's an hour.
That's only a half an hour.
It is. Wendy Snyder, next week for Bob Sirott. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you so much, Dave.
All right, see you soon. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next here on 720 WGN.